Words have meaning, whether you think about it or not. This is Lisa Berry, and the Michigan Department of Transportation has been thinking about it and wants to make sure the right words are being used when we're talking about, let's say, traffic mishaps. So we're joined now by MDOT Director of Communications Jeff Cranson to help me better explain what we're talking about. Hi, Jeff. How are you?
I'm good, Lisa. Thanks for putting a spotlight on this. I appreciate it.
What exactly are we talking about?
So, for a long time, people in various industries, going back to the turn of the century, 19th and 20th century, encouraged people to refer to anything that happened as an accident or a mishap or any kind of word that made it sound like it might not be anybody's fault. That if you got your arm cut off in this machine, it was an accident. And that continued with the advent of automobiles when, there was a lot of conflict in the early days between pedestrians and cars. And it was only, in later years that somebody said, we should call these what they are. They're crashes, which implies that somebody made a mistake. And the idea isn't to put blame on anybody, but also to assign responsibility. So we decided to put a real emphasis on this a couple of years ago when the Associated Press actually changed their style for reporters, saying that, when cars collide or vehicles collide with buildings or people, that they're crashes, not accidents, because we know that 95% or more of everything that happens, every crash is caused by human error.
Every single crash is caused by human error?
Well, they say 95%. I think that it's really hard to even know what that other 5% would be. I suppose, when animals run out in front of you and you don't have enough time to react, that really is not human error. Mechanical problems arguably would be human error because somebody, made a mistake in the design or, didn't tighten a bolt or something. But the vast majority are people being distracted or driving too fast for conditions or missing a stop sign or a stoplight or, all the various things that we all do because we're humans.
What do you think the overall benefit or impact would be if we did change the way we describe these and call them crashes, not accidents?
I think from the earliest years, then when we begin driving, as teenagers, it helps emphasize that I am responsible for what happens in this vehicle, that it's not an accident. An accident implies it's nobody's fault, that something just happened. And by just focusing on that word alone and getting people to say it's a crash, says, I made a mistake. I mean, nobody says that when a plane goes down, it's an accident. It's called a plane crash. The same should be true of cars. And, we had, luckily our numbers have diminished a little or flattened out in terms of fatalities in Michigan, but there were still, between 900 and 1,000 in 2019, and that's just really unacceptable. And I think we need to do everything we can. And as you said, words matter. And this is just one way that we can, try to help alter that behavior that leads to, crashes, especially in this era of distracted driving.
But I think of like a little kid who, or some adults who like spill a glass of milk and get really upset and you say, oh, it's okay, it's okay. Obviously, the milk spilled, it probably was the kid's fault, but you don't want them to feel bad about it, do you? I mean, can you compare these situations?
Well, that's what I mean when I say, it's really not about assigning blame, but it's also about taking responsibility. And it's if you spilled milk, I guess if you do it chronically, then you'd want to start to ask, gosh, what am I doing that makes me keep spilling my milk? And, there's all kinds of investigations that go into any crash to determine what happened and, what mistake was made. And so it's the same kind of thing. So, yeah, I don't want it to be perceived as a chance to say, we want to call out whoever happened to make that mistake because, gosh knows, we all do every day. I mean, that's...
Yeah, you hear the phrase, accidents happen.
Yeah, exactly. It's because of that realization that automakers have moved exponentially to the technology that they have that is helping to reduce crashes, whether it's auto braking or lane assist or rear assist, all the various things that are creeping into our cars that are making us safer and moving toward automated vehicles because, we are humans and we can't human-proof the road system. There's only so much you can do, and that's why the police talk about driving for conditions. when you say, somebody says, well, that crash was caused by icy roads, it's like, well, no, it was caused by somebody not driving for conditions and slowing down because the roads were icy. It's just all of those kinds of things that you know, put the responsibility where it belongs. And I can't think of a bigger responsibility we all take on every day than driving something that goes 70 miles an hour, you know, down a freeway.
Has the Michigan Department of Transportation received any pushback about this change of language, or is it, as you get the word out, so far so good?
Yeah, I think that it's been well received, and our partners in various police agencies are very supportive and have taken up the message and are doing their part. But no, I don't think we have. I think that there are people that say that, you know, what we discussed, they'll say, well, wait a minute, what if an animal jumps out in front of me? Those are the rare instances where maybe it wasn't even human error. But even in some of those cases, it could be that while that happened, you also didn't pay attention at the time. I mean, even before the advent of electronic devices, you know, we were all still distracted in one way or another by all the things that go on in vehicles.
So this is not about assigning blame or making anyone feel bad, but perhaps just increasing awareness that some accidents/crashes can be prevented?
Yes, absolutely. And that if you perceive it as a crash, it was preventable. If you perceive it as an accident, then it wasn't. And if it wasn't preventable, then why would I change my behavior?
Okay, help me out, because one of my duties here at WEMU is reporting on the traffic during All Things Considered in the afternoon. And I admit, I say accidents all the time, and I've seen this information, and I have it in my head. I'm doing traffic, and I'm like, right now you're slow on southbound 23 due to a crash.
Well, think about it this way. When you're in broadcast, you're all about economy of words and syllables. So you're saving two syllables when you say crash.
And I'm checking traffic right now, and I usually say there's no incident slowing you down. Should I say there's no crashes slowing you down?
No, incidents is probably a better word then, because it could be, a truck has had to pull over and change a tire, or, you know, lots of things, you know, construction, or somebody's working on a utility pole. Lots of things can cause slowdown. So I think in that case, in that generic sense, incident probably is a better word.
All right, Jeff Cranson, helping me doing my job, Director of Communications for the Michigan Department of Transportation. You even have, like, billboards out on this, don't you, or signs somewhere?
We have posters.
Posters.
We don't have the budget for billboards ourselves, but at some point, that's something maybe the Office of Highway Safety Planning, which is within MSP, something they could do.
Well, Jeff Cranson, we thank you for talking to us here on 89.1 WEMU.
Thank you, Lisa.